I sent on social media yesterday a message to a high school friend of mine because he had posted a picture, and it showed him holding out three $20 bills and a five, and they looked a little worse for the wear. And he says, this is why you always check your pants before the pockets before you put them in the wash. And I said, okay, now you might want to take one of those online memory tests, you know, checking for dementia or Alzheimer's. And he laughed and said, no, I had just had a keys issue the other day that drove me off the wall. Well, I laughed at this and I wrote him back. But that got me thinking, as you get older, you start to forget some things. I don't know about $65 in pants, but it could sure happen. And the keys and where you parked your car. Oh, yeah. This goes on all the time. How can you improve memory as you get older? Let's talk about it this morning with someone who deals with this all the time with clients and patients, Dr. John B., Dr. John Braccio, Regional Psychological Services in East Lansing. I remembered the name and everything. I'm not even looking at the sheet. It's all good. Good morning, Doc.
Well, good morning, Dave. Always good to talk to you.
Same here.
And clearly, as the baby boomers get older and older in a society, other age groups also kind of are getting older along the way. There's no question we're running into memory issues for many persons. I always, when persons come in and talk to me, I always make the comment, well, accept that you're losing some memory. Okay, it's part of aging. Also accept that you can stop the process to some degree, okay, barring some dementia or something, you know, that has a progressive type of movement. But you can make changes. You can improve things also. Part of it is organizing your life. So things become predictable, okay? And this predictability becomes important, meaning overlearning, repetition, keeping track of whether you're taking pills, whether you're, you know, you're in the morning having your breakfast, whether your keys to your car, what you're going to do, where you're going. Things like this, also writing things down. Okay, people say, well, I might lose what I wrote down or forget about it. I said, well, try to keep it somewhere where you're going to see it. But that type of thing, and the idea of repetition over learning, this helps us anytime in life. But if we're doing it at a time where we tend to be forgetting, losing track of things, it can be really very important. Hmm. I think we need to work on our concentration, okay? Just constantly trying to be more efficient, thinking about things, keeping the mind working. We can be playing games. We can be playing chess, checkers, crossword puzzles, things that keep us sharper. Because if you don't use your brain and you don't use your memory, then it's going to lose skill sets. That's just going to happen with anything. Hmm. So you want to keep mentally alert. You want to be interacting with people. You want to socialize regularly. Because a lot of times when people getting older, they're isolated. They get isolated from people. And good to exercise, you know, keep that blood flow to the brain. So you want to be exercising, get the sleep you need. And also talk to your family physician in terms of vitamins, medications, you know, whatever it might be. But as a whole, keeping active, whether you're 20, whether you're 90, whether you're 80, 50, whatever it is, being active, trying to do things, keeping track of things, these are all things. But as you get older, it does become important to really keep track of yourself and try to utilize all the skills that you have to maximize them.
Doc, I want to ask you this. Why can I remember vividly what Al Kaline told me and other kids on Saturday, May 31st, 1969, at a ball game with the Seattle Pilots and the Tigers, and I can't remember where the keys are in the morning? Tell me why that is, because that's something I've never understood about human memory.
Well, long-term memory tends to stay, okay? Short-term memory is also the part of the brain that we tend to have become less efficient over time. But the long-term memory tends to stick with us. That is really true. I always say the Keene, Tuttle, Kaline, Torgerson, Boone, Delsinghaus, Hatfield, and then the pictures. That's the old, 55, 56 Detroit Tiger lineup. we tend to remember things from the past. But it's keeping track of the short-term things.
By the way, their 69 lineup was more memorable than the one in Seattle, too. Even though I can tell you all the Seattle Pilots, nobody else can. But you know what I mean. You're there, and it makes an impression, and I can see it in my mind's eye. Now, whether I'm seeing it exactly the way it occurred, I think that that's open to interpretation because I was a kid. But I can see it, and again, that short-term memory, it's like the way we compartmentalize there. We give it short shrift. I must, because stuff slips my mind like that all the time. But the long-term stuff is indelible to me.
And And that you'll find also when people are really running into severe memory problems, they often remember the past. That goes last. It's the short term that we really have trouble with. The thing I find, though, too, when a lot of people, when they retire, they just kind of get into a routine of watching TV or not doing much.
Right.
And they do start losing, they lose memory, they lose track of what's going on. We really do have to keep ourselves going all the time. You know, it's kind of like the book we talked about, last week about Make Your Bed. I mean,
yep.
It really is important to have things to do, have focal points, and keep active. And one of the problems I see with people just being with older people, okay, you know, you might find that it doesn't keep you as sharp. I think we're best to always be around people of all different ages, and we always need and we need to be learning things all the time. You know, it's never bad, even at 90, to say, I think I want to learn a language, or I think I want to do something completely different.
Because
we want to keep our mind going, and we want to believe that we can. A lot of people just kind of give up, too. They'll say, well, I'm just getting old now. Might just as well enjoy the time I have my, hot milk at night with a graham cracker. And
That sounds boring. Yeah, no, it's
very boring.
No, it sounds dull.
Let's move forward, keep our memory going, keep life going, and just find a way to just enjoy every day of our life as long as we have it, and remembering it all along the way.
That makes a lot of sense. And I like to do, it may sound, I'm not talking about online games so much, but I like to do puzzles. If I'm flying somewhere, I'll be reading a book for part of it, and I'll try to do a puzzle for another. It kills the time. Certainly did when I was on my train trip with a couple of down hours. But I don't know. I think there's something good about that overall that keeps you trying to problem solve. That can, I don't know if that helps memory, but I do think it helps keep one a little sharper. I don't know. Could be.
I think you're completely right. And then I look at people like Henry Kissinger still floating around, and everybody's talking
his
opinions. So not that everybody can be Henry Kissinger, but I think everybody can be doing more than they're doing and just keeping active and just really keeping going. Don't, when you were 50 as an example, or 40 or whatever, you were active, you were talking to people, doing things. Find an environment when you're older where you're not just isolated, but where you're out and about and you're talking and you're trying things, looking for new challenges. New challenges are things that also keep your memory going because you're working on things, learning things. That's all part of life. And life is exciting at every age if we're part of the world, part of what's going on and enjoying it and just picking up and learning things and trying to remember yesterday as we're working on today, and that'll keep you going a lot better than just sitting back with your warm milk and graham cracker late at night.
Yeah, but Doc, listen here. Look what I just found. There they are. There are the keys. It's always a good sign. I've got the keys. I've got the show going. The Doc is in his segment here. We are rolling today, ladies and gentlemen. These are good memory tips overall. Keep the mind engaged. Understand the difference between that short-term and long-term memory. Long-term ones are the treasure. The short-terms, you've got to do a little brush-up on those two to keep the everyday moving and grooving. No question. DrJohnB.com is the website. Podcast will be there very shortly. We'll have that coming through and up and posted. Always good to talk to you, my friend.
Same to you, Dave. Talk with you shortly.
All right. Bye-bye. Morning Wake Up will continue here on your good memories. Overall, and they are, your good memories in your life, and even the ones that aren't so good, those are to be treasured. They really are. You don't want to people who say, I want to just forget everything. No, you really don't. You don't want to forget it all. You want to soften the blows. There's no question. But those make up who you are, too. I think so.